Foreword for Boris. It is said, without vision, people perish. It is at such troubled times that people of faith are called upon to birth the vision of a positive future. It is crucial that we live beyond fear and not lose hope, or fall for the ego trap of burnout. For most people, the world is not what we want it to be. We try to fit people in the world into the picture of what makes us secure and meets our needs. We don't realize that trying to fit others into our expectations is the biggest mistake in relationships and thus the world. We don't realize that expectations are demands that come out of our attachments and needs, leading us to feel entitled and privileged. We judge when things don't go our way, which leads to heartbreaks and shattered dreams. We complain and protest. What we don't accept, we judge, which leads to pain and disappointment for ourselves and a painful environment for others. It leads us to attack or give up, making the pain worse. We are trying to fit people in the world into the picture of how we think they should be. Trust and faith, on the other hand, would lead us to transform, to attune ourselves to what is unfolding, bringing intimacy and flow to greater success. Without trust, there is only fear. Moment by moment, we are making a choice between trust and fear, a choice for truth or illusion, for heaven or hell. If you feel fear or any form of pain, it shows that you have lost trust and made a mistake. Your worry, your stress, and your pain show that you have made a mistake when there is a much better choice that brings bonding, not only within your own mind, but also between you and others. Do you trust your partner, your children, yourself, your work, and the world? Without trust, there is no love, as A Course in Miracles states. Vision needs trust, for it calls for you to open yourself to receive creative force. You are called to open yourself, like a woman in love, to receive the inspiration that shows a better way. Where there is no way, trust shows a way. Where there is illusion, trust brings clarity. Trust blesses instead of worries. It is generous instead of judging. It is playful instead of repressed. It is free instead of imprisoned. It is peaceful no matter what is happening. We live at a time of transition. It is a time of choice for the direction we will go in. We will either choose peace and prosperity or conflict and darkness. Trust is the fulcrum it is balanced on. The next 1,000 years depends on our choices now. It is up to all of us which way the world turns, as all minds are connected to the whole. Do you want abundance or scarcity, greed or commonwealth? Corruption or truth? Do you have enough trust within you to hear the call and trust enough to give yourself totally to your calling? Your way may not be easy, but it is a lesson you are called to learn. In order to grow and to succeed, trust brings peace, power. Trust brings commonality to bridge conflicts. All wounds at the core level came from breaking away rather than from coming together or moving forward in collective influence. Problems arise when, instead of having trust, we withdraw and hide. Trust heals our past heartbreaks by stepping forward into a new chapter. Having trust to go beyond our present resistance and our future fear with peace and confidence. Trust allows us peace, while keeping the inner eye of awareness open for all that is around us, as well as the way forward. Trust can unfold a situation paradoxically, so that after what seemed to be a problem, we could say, as Shakespeare put it, all's well that ends well. Trust means you don't have to prove anything. Trying to prove anything wastes time, and it is built on a lack of trust, which is a stance that doesn't allow you to receive. What you are trying to prove is a useless quest. It wastes time. Trust means you trust yourself, and that means you don't have to play roles or compensate for lack of anything. Trust leads you to the truth, which keeps you and the partnership that sustains you strong. Trust acknowledges a higher power that we can depend on. We are in this world to raise our consciousness through healing, learning, and unlearning. This advances us and gives us the courage to receive all the grace that is raining down on us. It is when the night is darkest that you are called to be a dawn strider to help bring in the new day. It is at this point that trust is crucial. Your creative mind has a plan, and if you trust it, it will welcome a new bonding that brings success for you and the world. Chuck Spitzano, August 2023, Hawaii.